Agastya continued his narration as Ram listened attentively. And thereafter, the three brothers, Dashagriva, Kumbhakarna, and Vibhishan, began to live happily within the forest. When Sumali learned that his three grandsons had received benedictions from Lord Brahma, he gave up all fear and came out from the nether regions. He was accompanied by his followers, which included Maricha, Prahasta, Virupaksha, and Mahodara. Sumali immediately went to Dashagriva, embracing him. "By your mercy, our fear of Lord Vishnu, which caused us to flee Lanka, is now gone. Although Kuvera is now occupying that kingdom of Lanka, originally it belonged to the Rakshasas. Therefore, my dear grandson, you should approach your half-brother and take back your rightful kingdom, either by request, gift, or if necessary, by force. And if you can retrieve Lanka, then I promise to make you king of the Rakshasas. My dear maternal grandfather, you should not speak like this, for Kuvera is my elder brother." Being so admonished, Sumali remained silent. Later, Prahasta approached Dashagriva. "You should know that for great heroes, there is no question of so-called brotherly feelings getting in the way of one's self-interest. Oh, my dear Dashagriva, you should not have criticized Sumali, for he truly gave you good advice. Just consider the sisters Diti and Aditi, who are both wives of Kashyapa and mothers to demigods and demons alike. Long ago, the Daityas controlled the universe. Then later, with the help of Lord Vishnu, the three worlds came under the control of the Adityas. Thus, O foremost of Rakshasas, you would not be the first to fight against one's brother just for sovereignty. Truthfully speaking, the idea of conquering Lanka appealed to Dashagriva. So after considering Prahasta's words for a time, he went with him to Trikuta Mountain. Dashagriva first employed Prahasta as his diplomat, who politely requested Kuvera to return Lanka to its rightful owners. However, after receiving Prahasta and hearing his proposal, Vaishravana replied, "This place was given to me by my father. Therefore, I am unwilling to give it up. However, if Dashagriva likes, he may certainly come here and share Lanka with me, allowing us to live without enmity." After Prahasta's departure, Kuvera went to his father and explained Dashagriva's intentions. Vishrava then replied, "Dashagriva has already come here, asking me to give him the kingdom of Lanka. However, I harshly rebuked him for his greediness, and I warned him that if he went ahead with his plan to conquer and displace you, he would ultimately meet with destruction. Because of receiving benedictions from Lord Brahma, Dashagriva has now become too proud and thus fails to discriminate between persons he should respect and those he need not. Now, due to my displeasure, he has become even more wicked-minded. Therefore, I recommend that you and your followers leave Lanka, take up residence in Kailas, and avoid antagonizing your arrogant half-brother." So thereafter, Kuvera vacated Lanka. When Prahasta informed Dashagriva, he entered the city and began to rule as its king, being installed upon the throne by the Rakshasas. And sometime later, Dashagriva gave his sister Shurpanakha in marriage to the Dana of the king Vidyujiva. Once thereafter, while roaming in the forest, Dashagriva happened to meet Mayadanava and his daughter. When Dashagriva asked him how he had come there, Mayadanava explained, "Long ago, the apsara named Hema was given to me in marriage, and thereafter I lived with her for thousands of years. Being very attached, I built a wonderful city for Hema, made of gold and jewels. However, 14 years ago, she left me to fulfill some purpose of the demigods. Overcome with grief, I left my beautiful city and am now wandering the forest, hoping to find a suitable husband for my daughter. Besides this girl, I have begotten 2 sons through Hema. Their names are Mayavi and Dundhubi. So now, if I may ask, who are you, and what is your purpose in coming here?" When Mayadanava learned that his new acquaintance was the son of an eminent rishi, he decided to give him his daughter in marriage. Thus, Mandodari married Dashagriva. Then, Mayadanava gave his son-in-law the wonderful spear he had acquired after executing great austerities, which was later to severely wound Lakshman. After some time, Dashagriva arranged for Bhadrajvala, Bali Maharaja's granddaughter, to marry Kumbhakarna, and the daughter of a Gandharva king to wed Vibhishan. Mandodari then gave birth to Meghanada, who later became known as Indrajit. Sometime later, drowsiness began overtaking Kumbhakarna because of Lord Brahma's curse. He then requested Dashagriva to build him a palace that was 16 miles long and 8 miles wide, with crystal and golden columns and stairways made of valuable gems. And thereafter, Kumbhakarna entered his palace and began sleeping for thousands of years. And meanwhile, the proud Dashagriva began killing demigods and rishis without restraint and destroying many of the heavenly pleasure gardens. Kuvera soon learned of the degradation of his half-brother, and thus, out of family affection, sent a messenger to Dashagriva, asking him to mend his evil ways. "O Dashagriva, once I happened to see Lord Shiva and his wife seated on a mountain peak in the Himalayas, engaging in austerities. And I was curious to see the goddess Uma, but as soon as my left eye fell upon her, it was immediately burnt, while my right eye turned gray. So in fear, I quickly left that place and proceeded to perform austerities at another location in the Himalayas, hoping to appease Lord Shiva. And finally, after the passage of 800 years, Lord Shiva was pleased to appear before me and offer his sincere friendship. Although the vision in my left eye was fully restored, the Lord informed me that my right eye would forever have to remain gray. O Dashagriva, upon my return home from performing these austerities, I came to learn about your misdeeds. So now, as your well-wisher and relative, I must warn you that the demigods are already planning to destroy you. So you must rectify your behavior before it is too late." But upon hearing Kuvera's message, Dashagriva became inflamed with rage. He declared, "It was only out of respect for my elder half-brother that I have remained patient hearing all these insults. However, because of this rebuke, I am now determined to not only conquer the 3 worlds, but to kill the 4 Lokapalas as well. And saying this, Dashagriva drew his sword and mercilessly struck down the messenger. Then, after feeding the messenger's body to the Rakshasas, Dashagriva mounted his chariot and started for the abode of Kuvera, followed by the six ministers, Mahodara, Prahasta, Maricha, Shuka, Sarana, and Dhumraksha. After flying through the sky for about 1 hour, Dashagriva came to Mount Kailas. Thus, when the Yakshas saw the Rakshasas, they approached Kuvera and took his permission to fight. A fierce battle then ensued, and when it appeared that the Yakshas were getting the better of his ministers, Dashagriva took up his club and began smashing the enemy. Then, when the surviving Yakshas came to Kuvera, informing him of their defeat, Kuvera sent out another army. The Rakshasas emerged victorious, and Dashagriva then entered the abode of Kuvera. At the gate, a guard boldly blocked Dashagriva's entrance, and when Dashagriva attempted to push his way in, the guard smashed him over the head with a wooden post, causing him to bleed profusely. However, because of the benediction from Lord Brahma, Dashagriva could not be killed. He recovered and smashed the guard into a formless lump of flesh, causing the other Yakshas to flee in fear. Kuvera then sent forth his chief commander, Manibhadra, along with 4,000 Yaksha soldiers. And during the battle which followed, Prahasta soon killed 1,000 Yakshas, Mahodara killed 1,000, and Maricha killed 2,000. Still, Manibhadra attacked Dhumraksha, making him fall down unconscious. Dashagriva then retaliated by striking Manibhadra's crown, forcing him to turn sideways. Just then, Kuvera appeared on the scene, club in hand. He was accompanied by two of his ministers, Shukra and Praushtapada, along with two deities that preside over wealth, named Padma and Shankha. Kuvera challenged Dashagriva. Because you have proudly ignored all propriety and have thus acted most sinfully, soon I shall send you to the hellish planets so that you may receive exactly what you deserve. As the Rakshasa ministers fled, losing heart after hearing their master chastised in this way, Kuvera rushed forward and struck Dashagriva on the head with his club. However, Dashagriva was not disturbed in the least, and the two continued exchanging blows. Finally, when neither could gain the upper hand, Dashagriva resorted to using Rakshasa illusions. He assumed different forms, such as a tiger, a cloud, a hill, the sea, and even a yaksha. Finally, Dashagriva struck Kuvera on the head with his gigantic club, causing the Lord of Wealth to fall unconscious, bleeding profusely. Then, Padma, Shankha, and other Yakshas quickly removed Kuvera from the battlefield, bringing him back to consciousness.